No future in view when I see my Lord. Oh, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna lay my crown at the Master's feet. Then I'll bow down. For he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Then I'll sing hallelujah, my joy is complete, when I lay my crown at the Master's feet. When I was in trouble, so deep down in sin, I had no hope, no joy within. But Jesus came in, and he gave me sweet peace. So here's what I'm gonna do. When I see his sweet face, I'm gonna lay my crown at the Master's feet. Then I'll bow down, for he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Then I'll sing hallelujah, my joy is complete, when I lay my crown at the Master's feet.
Praise the Lord. They won't have to crown him King of Kings. He already is, Brother Junior.
Amen. I changed that a little bit because of that. For he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Already. He's reigning as king. He was the only one that fulfilled, the only one that could have fulfilled, being the prophet, the priest, and the king. The priest couldn't fulfill that. He was the only one that could fulfill all three. He was the only one that was worthy to receive glory and honor and thanksgiving. I hope you can pray today. I feel sometimes I get so worried. This preaching is such a mystery to me, Brother Lon. And I don't know sometimes which way to turn. I feel like a wayward stranger in this world. Just like a pilgrim and a sojourner. Just traveling along, wondering from day to day. God, what is it that you have in store for me today? What about today, Lord? Will it be a blessing? Or will it be a day of trouble and sorrow, Brother Carl? We don't know. Man born of a woman a few days and full of troubles. Come forth like a flyer, Brother Kenny. And he fadeth, he's cut down, and he fleeth as the shadow. He's cut down and he vanishes away, and we wonder, where is man today? Do you wonder where you'll be tomorrow? If there be a tomorrow for you, where will it be for you? How will the case be if the death angel comes by the night? Rider talked about the pale horse and his rider that was coming by. Listen today, and there no man can say wait. No man have power in the day of death. No man have power to say wait a little longer. And for as the one die, so do the all. We all go up to war with death, and there is no discharge in that army. We're just swift passengers here. One writer says man's life is like a bubble upon the water that appears for a little while and vanishes away. As I look back in the days of my pilgrimage, as the old writer had said, Moses said, "When Pharaoh, how old are you? 120 years is the days of thy pilgrimage. Few and evil have they been." Listen today. We're going to see trials and tribulations. We're going to see sorrows on this side of the grave. But oh, brethren, I want to feel a few seasons of pain. I want to be able to say at times in my life, everything is all right with me, Brother John. In the day I let the world go by, just give me Jesus, brother. I listen the day I think of the days of old, brother, and how that old John come out of the wilderness, brother. What was he preaching back then? Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven's at hand.
Help me,
brother, and he came for a very specific job, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. He came, listen, the preaching, listen, the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And brother, I want you to know today, I'm still preaching the same doctrine, brother, the baptism of repentance. It's proceeded from the word of is proceeded from repentance, brethren. Except you repent, you'll perish. And Jesus said, you cannot come. And I'm glad, Brother John, in 1975, I repented unto God, brother, with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. I sought him everywhere, brother. I remember the days of old, Brother Carl, when I laid in the floor and cried with the bath towel. I remember the cries by myself in the midnight hour. Never found no peace until a little before midnight in 1975. I was sitting right back there. I thought surely God would save me when I was in the floor crying, brother, and weeping and mourning. I was like the rider as old had said, brother, like a crane did I chatter, like a dove did I mourn. I didn't want to be a hypocrite, no, brother. But that night, just before the midnight hour, the Lord came to my rescue and delivered me out of a horrible pit, brother, and set my feet upon a solid rock, brother. He established my going. He put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto his name, brother. I've been singing that new song, brother. Listen, what song are you talking about? He said, This song shall they sing. We have a strong city. Salvation will God. A point for walls and for bulwark. Listen today, brother. I've been singing that salvation song. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed, brother, from a dead stain and sin to a lively home in Jesus Christ, brother. And I've been preaching the preaching that God has bid me like he did. Listen, the old writer, brother, I want you to know today, he went down to hide from the Lord, didn't he? He took him a fare and went over. Listen today, brother, but can you hide from the Lord, brother? There's nowhere to hide, brother. Listen today, the writer had said, though I take the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost parts of the earth, the Lord is there, and though I make my bed in hell, the Lord is there, brother. So listen today, there is no hiding place from him. And though you take your fire and enter you're into some other thing. When you get there, the Lord's going to be there. I want you to know today, brother. Jonah went over into the ship, and the storms begin to rage. You see, God's going to send a storm after you. I don't care. You might try to hide from Him. You might say, Lord, if I go over here to this church, I'll not hear that old preaching of the Spirit, and He won't condemn me. They'll go to the social gatherings. But brethren, today, if you want to hear from home, you have to have a man that's been called, brethren, a son of God, that He might send the message to your heart. And I don't know your hearts this morning, but God knows your heart. When I sit back there in the house, I remember the old brethren preaching, and brethren, they didn't know, brethren, but they was a cutting my heart to pieces. My heart was so full of sorrow, brethren, and I was a looking for peace, and they would preach the word, and the word condemned me, brethren. I seen the sisters shout and the brothers shout, but it condemned my soul. Oh, Brother Carl, brethren, until I come willing to do the bidding God bid me to do, and listen, I listened the day in Jonah, brethren, as he went and down into that ship, and the storm begin to rage, and the people begin to empty the ship and row and do everything they could. You can't flee from God. When God sends a storm after you, you'll not be able to overcome Him. Brother, can any man fight against God? Can any man win the battle this morning? Only through obedience, brother, only through following after Him can you win the battle this morning. I want you to know what old Jonah began to cry. They went to the bow of the ship and said, "Wake, thou sleeper. Don't you think that we're going to perish?" Listen, he come up there and said, "Who is the man guilty? Why is all this trouble upon me?" He said, "I am the guilty one." Listen, until you come to the place and say, "Oh God, I am guilty before for you. God, what will you have me to do?" Lord, and be honest in your heart, friend. You will never see what heaven looks like. Listen, the day in Jonah, I said, "I'm he. I'm the problem. I'm the reason the storm has come. Who art thou, young man? I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews, and I fear God, and I fled from the presence of the Lord, and the Lord has come here with a storm. Listen, cast me overboard, and the storm will, and the storm will quit raging, and everything will be quiet, brethren. And then they tried everything in their power to stop that, brethren. They didn't want. He said, "We don't want this man's blood upon our hands." And I think, brother, how they emptied the boat, and how they worked hard and rowing, trying to get to the shore. But God's hand was out there, saying, "Not moving, not going nowhere, because I am God, and beside me there's none other." You can't fight against God this morning, friend, and win the battle. And when they come and cast the lots, the lot fell upon Jonah, and they cast him out, and they was worried, brethren. They said, "Let this man's blood be upon him head." Listen today, brethren, and they cast him overboard. But while they cast him overboard, God had a plan. God had a plan for his life. And then, brethren, the day came, and there when they cast him overboard, there was a fish prepared there. Listen, there was one. They said that the whale is not able to swallow a man. I want you to know the day this one was, brethren. friend, and he swallowed him up, brother, and went down into the deep, brother. Listen, the writer said that the sea wing was around and about his head, and listen, one the Bible cried, brother, oh, brother, no wonder he cried out of the belly of hell. Cried I, brother, by reason of mine affliction, I cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard my cry, and picked my feet out of the mire and the clay, and set them on the rock, and on God heard the cry of Jonah. After 3 long days and nights, you think about 3 days and nights in a belly's whale. Some say, well, he couldn't have lived down there. With God all things is possible. With man all things is impossible, brethren, tonight. But he cried, oh, lament. No doubt he lamented, brother. No doubt he went over in his mind, God, I'm sorry, Lord, I didn't go. I'm sorry, would you deliver me out of this horrible place? And on the third day, brother, God spoke to the fish, and the fish vomited him back upon the dry land. Listen, and I'll tell you, he was a willing participant then, brother. When God brings sorrow in your life, when he brings fear from God, you'll become willing to do whatsoever he bids you to do, friend. Listen, if you're honest with your heart today, you'll cry, God, what will you have me to do? You have to leave everything else alone and steal out somewhere and pray. Oh God, have mercy, Lord. And he's very merciful. He said he was long-suffering and full of tender mercy, brethren, not willing that any would perish, but all would come to repentance and live. It's not his will that you would die and go down to a devil's hell, but it's his will today that you would come to him with your heart. Listen, who has his arms stretched out and crying, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light, and you'll find rest unto your soul. And that night I found peace, brother, that surpasses all understanding, brother. I found the peace of God that flowed like a river. It's still flowing today. He's still offering it to those that don't know him. Come to me, and all I'll give you rest. In the world you shall have trials and tribulation and trouble, but in me you may have peace. There's peace in the Lord, brethren. There's joy in him. And without him, you'll see no peace in this world. Just the Bible said, just a certain fear and a fiery indignation that is a coming upon this world of mankind. For God, for the Bible said that God himself shall be revealed in flaming fire, taking vengeance upon them that dwell upon the earth, in every nation and kindred and tongue and people. If they'll fear God and come to him, they are accepted with him. But if you don't turn to him, you're going to be afraid in that day. But the fear of God in that day won't do you no good. The day is the day of salvation. If you will hear his voice, to harden not your hearts as they did in the days of provocation when they tempted God. They saw his wrath 10 times, brethren, and they turned from him, and many of them were swallowed up of the earth, brethren, and many of them, the hailstones came down and covered him, and they went the way of all the earth. But I read of the old prophets of old and the children of God that kept the commandments presence of God, brethren. Listen, they sang the song of Moses and of the Lamb, brethren. And they was happy on their journey. Listen today, brethren. And we're singing that salvation song today. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And then, brethren, and this old John the Baptist, brethren, he was a lot like Jonah, brethren. He preached the preaching that God bid him to do, brethren. He went into that city one day journey. It was an exceeding city of about 3 days journey. And one day into the city, he began to preach, brother. Oh God, he sent on a flood after this blame. And he preached for them to repent. Listen today. And I thought of the king of Nineveh, brethren, today called. He called for all the people to sit down in sackcloth and ashes. I think today of God is sending a message to the White House. Would they all come down in humbleness, brethren? He don't want you to have sackcloth and ashes. He said, I would that you would rend your heart and not your garment. I wonder if they'd all humble themselves and pray today. No, brethren. But they come down in sackcloth and ashes and they prayed, brethren. Even the cattle, brethren. Listen today and those of the beans. What did they cry, brethren? I believe they cried, have mercy upon us, O God. Let us return unto you. Let us return unto our God and unto the one that is able to deliver us out of all of our troubles. Brethren, and old Jonah got over on the hill. Brethren, he was going to watch. He just knew God was going to destroy him. But brethren, I declare, he sat over there and of a night there was a gourd come up over him and the heat of the day, brethren, and he rejoiced in it. I think sometime we get too comfortable. He said, woe unto them that is at ease in Zion. Let us be up and about our Father's business. Let us not get easy in Zion. You better watch the old wicked one, Brother Terry. He's going to come. He's going to slip in between you, brethren. He's going to drive the golden wedge, brethren. You better be careful, Brother John. Listen today. When you come to God's house, you ought to come with a broken heart. You ought to come. He said, come to the house of mourning, brethren, for it'll make the hearts good. It'll make the heart stronger, brethren, instead of come to the house of laughter. Listen to me. Brethren, there's a time to laugh, and there's a time to cry, and there's a time to live, and there's a time to die. There's a time for everything under the sun, God. I'm glad the Lord give me a time on the earth, brother, and I can walk in His paths. His path is straight this morning, friend, and I can warn men and women as Jonah warned and the Ninevites, brother, and I hope they would take heed unto this light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the day star arises in your heart. And brother, as he got comfortable under the gourd, as we get comfortable sometime, God commanded a worm and cut her down in one day and one night. And brother, there was a vehement heat the next day. And brother, he thought he would have died, brother. And he said, my life is no good to me. Listen today. He said, you had mercy over the gourd. But here was thousands of people, brother. Three score, maybe it wasn't ten, that couldn't discern the right hand from their left. I want you to know today, God, God loves you whether you have education or whether you don't have no education. God loves the hearts of all men. It's not my will that any would perish, but all would come to repentance and live. There's life in the blood tonight, brethren. There's life in Him, and in Him there is light, and in Him there is no darkness, Brother John. The light will shine in darkness, and the darkness will comprehend it not, Brother. And I'm glad I took heed unto that light until the day dawn, until the day star arose in my heart and gave me life, Brother, and joy and peace unspeakable, full of grace, Brother, and full of glory. A glory unto His name. Yes, I love Him this morning, Brother Lana. And I want all men to love Him this morning. I want to come to the throne of His grace, crying, grace, grace. A brethren with the stone, brethren. Do you got the stone this morning? Do you have the rock in your heart? He said, I'll give unto them that will overcome a little white stone. And in that stone, a new name, which no man knows. Save he that receives it. I know when the Lord come in, brother, and I'm 19 and 75, He picked His old boy's feet up. He delivered me out of a horrible pit and brought me unto the throne of grace, and He gave me life and joy. He gave me peace, brother, that surpasses all understanding. He delivered me and kept me. He's my keeper this morning. He's my Lord and my God. He is my King, and I love Him this morning. Oh, that man would fear God, for the whole duty of man is to fear of God and keep His commandments. Are you keeping His commandments today? Are you walking in the path of the righteous? Lord, 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 this morning, I'm so thankful this morning to have Him as my King and Lord. I'm so thankful today that I can say He's mine and I'm His. And when I lay down of the night, oh God, if you don't come tonight, I'll be looking in the morning for Him, brethren. He's a coming again. Be you watching, pray, for they know not the hour that the Son of Man's going to come. Oh sinner man, today take heed unto that light. Take heed unto that low, that still voice, brethren. Lord. The low still voice that's a crying, as Elijah heard in there in the cave, brethren. They come by a great wind, and the Lord wasn't in the wind. He's not in every big noise that comes in the corner. There was a fire, and the Lord wasn't in the fire. The earth trembled, and the Lord wasn't in it. But all of a sudden, Brother Kenny, there come a low still voice, and the Lord was in the low still voice. I heard the voice of God. I've heard His cry in the night to my ears. Oh God, lead me beside the still water. And no wonder David cried of old and said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. Yea, though I walk in the valley in the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they do comfort me. Oh God, thank You for the comfort this morning. Oh God, thank You for the comfort in my heart. As the wheel begin to turn, the big wheel turns and the little wheel here, brother, and I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I can rejoice as I did in the days of old, brother. And blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless His name forever and forever, people. And did you love Him this morning? If you don't love Him, but at the day is the time to give your heart to Him. He wants you to come. He wants to caress you. He wants to take you into His house. My Father will come in and take up our abode, and we'll come in and dwell with You. And we'll go to Moab. We'll come to stay. He won't come for one night. He won't come for one day. But He'll come forever and forever. And He'll give unto you a white robe. And our clarity said, as unto them that overcome will I give the dwell in the temple of my God. I'll write upon him my new name. And I'll write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem. Brethren, today I've got all the benefits of heaven, brethren, right down in my heart this morning. I'm looking for that city to come. I believe it's here on earth, brother, and we're going to go back to heaven, for the Bible said. Listen what he said, brethren, in whom the whole family of God in heaven and in earth is named. Just one big family. Some of them's over there and some of us over here, Brother Carl. But soon will be that I'll see him for myself and I'll be with those that are gone. Brethren, when I'm over there, I'll have no memory of the former things. It's going to pass away. There's not going to be no more sickness, Brother Kenny. They don't be no more sorrow. Listen today, but be perfect peace, perfect joy, perfect love, forever and forever in the kingdom of our God. Where we'll sing that new song. Singing that new song, brethren. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, both soul and body in the glory world. Brethren, marching up and down Hallelujah Square, singing the praise of our King, for He is worthy this morning to receive glory and honor and thanksgiving. Let all the host of heaven glorify His name this morning. Woo! Thank the Lord today. Boys, I tell you, I come in here an empty vessel this morning. My heart has been heavy. I have been down in the valley, brother. Brother Ron, but now I'm on the mountaintop and everything is well in my Father's house this morning. I want you to come and go with me to my Father's house, for there's joy, joy, joy. Unspeakable is the word of God, brother, full of grace and truth. And blessed be the name of our Lord. Woo! How can you outgive God, brother? When you've done all that you've done, you can do, Brother Carl, I know you do a lot, but I want you to listen to what he said. When you've done all, just count yourself as an unprofitable servant, for you've just done that which is required of you. So, brethren, I don't need no pats on the back. I just need the Spirit of the Lord to fill my heart and make me glad that I'm born to die, brethren. I'm born to be a little servant of the King. Brethren, that listen, He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Won't you come and be a part of the family this morning? The families are going home. We're going home one day, people. Won't you come and get acquainted with Him? He loves you. He wants you to come. He loves you, people. Don't let nobody, don't let the devil tell you that He don't love you. He loved the creation of His hands so much that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son into the world that just whosoever will could come and take of the water of life freely. Theirs is free today. He's already paid the debt. The righteousness of God, that's what we are today, brethren, in Jesus Christ. We are the righteousness of Jesus Christ, brethren, because we've been born to that righteousness. Not by my righteousness. Not by no brother or no sister. It's by His righteousness. I am, Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God, brother. I am what I am today, brother, not because I've done so great for God, but because He had mercy upon me. And He loved me when I was unlovable, brother. In due time, He died for the sin of the ungodly.
There you go. Who was the ungodly, brother? Who was the
It's good this morning, brother.
Hey, Lord. Thank God for the Spirit in the house today.
Come on, Brother Terry.
For Jesus. It's good that God had